Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 8:24 is your time, but this is an emergency call to the finest sports psychologist in America, Al.
Yep.
Dr. Joe Fish,
yep.
Sports psychologist for the Center of Sports Psychology, with offices throughout the area, including right here at Center City. But I want you to understand, before I bring him on, he's got to understand the situation. We here in Philadelphia have a very high comfort level when it comes to failure.
Yes.
But when we have a team that's 5-1 and that everybody is telling us may be the best in its sport, we don't know how to react, and we need his advice. Ladies and gentlemen, a man far smarter than us, the great Dr. Joel Fish. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Doc, seriously, this is an emergency phone call. Because I keep hearing everybody tell us that the Eagles are the best team in football, and it's making me nervous. Please help us get through this tough time.
Well, you know, when the Eagles are exceeding expectations, we just see different psychological ways people have to deal with success. And, you know, I've just been doing sort of an informal poll of all the calls since Thursday night that you've had.
All right.
And I would say roughly a third are all in, magic carpet ride,
yep.
Let me get to Minnesota. A little more than a third are yes, but.
Right.
Carson Wentz double hitches. We didn't get a drive at the end of the game. And a third, largely because of what you said, our Philadelphia experiences are, this is great, but when's the bottom going to fall out?
Exactly.
Here?
Yes. How do I guard against it? I don't want to. If they lose next Monday night, Doc, I'm dealing with clinical depression.
Well, let me just say this. I think there are different reasons, Angelo. And step one is trying to figure out why we respond the way we do. Some is just personality. If I can say so, you just tend to be more excitable and emotional. And so that's challenging to you in a situation. Other people, when good things are happening, tend to be more cautious. I think that personal history, like whenever we have expectations, if we've been personally disappointed before, it's a risky thing to get our expectations back up again. Certainly the history in Philadelphia just lends us to be cautious. It's a self-protection thing, and I think it's interesting. I think younger fans are less likely to be cautious about this than older fans because of the experience. A lot of this is just about protecting ourselves, and some folks can be superstitious with this, too. If I get too high on this, I don't want to jinx our team.
Oh, that's a big part of it.
Understanding why is the first step towards figuring out how to deal with it.
All right, Doc, I am right now dealing with, I know Rhea hates when I do this, but I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with the potential for a horrific disappointment Monday night.
It's probably coming.
See, I'm telling you, Doc, she's making it worse. She's reinforcing the concept.
I'm not a good person,
right.
Doc.
How can I guard against the kind of horrific feeling I'm going to have if the Eagles do not win Monday night?
Well, let me just take a step back. As you prepare for Monday, because your anxiety is coming from your mental preparation, too, and what if a disaster happens. But let's take a step back and just remember here that we've been in this situation before. And I'm a big believer in yes, we can, and why not us? You go back to the way fans responded way back in the 70s when Dave Cash said that, when the Phillies in 2008 won the World Series. I think we want to meet that fear head on, Angelo. And just I think sometimes when we have an anchor for our thoughts, a positive expectation, a positive substitute for our thoughts, that can just diminish our anxiety a little bit, and I think that logic can help us to stay a little more grounded.
All right, so I should act more logically here because, Rhea, you work with me a while. Do I handle things in a logical manner?
Never in any way, shape, or form.
You're asking something here, Doc, that I'm not wired for.
I understand. So how can Rhea and Al and some of these others help you and remind you?
Yeah, the guy I'm looking to is Al for this, Doc.
And then
you're right.
Right after him is me.
Yeah. No, when I'm in situations like this, the guy I look to for psychological support is Al Morganti.
Yeah, just don't jump too far.
There it is. See, Doc, you know Al better than I do.
Yeah.
Al does not provide psychological support under any conditions.
I get that. But I really believe, Angelo, that in this is an opportunity for you. I really see this as an opportunity for you to practice seeing the cup half full. Okay. Practice.
He sees the bacteria
optimistic.
In the water.
No, I should just go. Even if they lose, the season's not over. There's plenty of football to play, and they'll still be fine.
Absolutely. And the one other thing I'd ask you, I'd caution you about, and I've heard this, Angelo, as you practice being more optimistic, what would it be like if the cup is half full? How am I going to feel if they win? How am I going to feel if they lose? While you practice being optimistic in one part of your life, I don't want you to become more complaining in other parts of your life.
Yeah. Okay.
See, there's some people that, you know, it's a comfort zone thing, like you said, that they don't want to put all their eggs in the optimistic and happy basket because I don't want to disappoint myself. So the other thing I'm going to ask you to practice is visualizing what it's going to look like as you prepare for Monday.
All right.
Good scenario, okay scenario, not okay scenario. But at the same time, just be mindful of, as you be optimistic in one part of your life, not letting negativity filter
okay.
into other parts of your life.
Well, that leads me right to the last thing, Doc. Because right now, the one guy I would look for support, you know, I feel we're good friends, is Mark Farzetta.
Mm.
And yet, right now, I feel a resentment toward him.
Hey, Doc.
Because he, last week, selfishly came in with very ill, and he gave me a germ that led to my being bedridden for 4 days.
Doc, I had the sniffles.
How could I get past this resentment about someone I used to like?
Mark, do you have a response to that?
Yeah, I think he's absolutely full of it and
he's
not my
sickness.
He's in
denial. He's in denial. But Al, is that how I get sick?
Well, yeah, he's ground zero.
Right.
Patient zero.
He's patient zero. Rhea, is that how I get sick?
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind.
Doc, he claims to have gotten sick on Thursday when I wasn't even next to him, and my fiance didn't even get sick. I was around here more than anybody.
And
nobody else at my three other jobs got sick.
He's in denial.
Okay, hold on 1 second here.
I don't like him anymore.
Angelo, let's practice what we just talked about. See, the anxiety, in my opinion, that you're feeling about this Eagles thing, and you and I have talked about how important this Eagles thing is.
It's huge.
The Eagles winning a Super Bowl, and it's your dream in sports.
Yes.
So if we get closer to that,
yes.
your anxiety is going to be heightened. So let's be careful, though, of taking that anxiety in directing it towards other people around you.
Oh,
and
you think I'm
–
oh, I see what you're doing there. But every time I sneeze, I resent them again.
Dr. Fish, you are brilliant.
Doc, every time I hack up a loogie, I think of Farzetta.
Well, that's disgusting.
Well, that's just – you know what? That should not be public.
he gave me the illness.
Neti pot, bro. Neti pot.
Okay. So this is a great opportunity, Angelo. I really see this as an opportunity for growth for you because you can, again, the root of the issue here is your anxiety about being disappointed by the Eagles because it means so much to you.
Right.
So I really want you to practice being more optimistic in that area and just be aware that your emotions are on edge a little bit, so some of your reactions to other parts of your life may be a little out of proportion. So I'm going to ask you to give Mark just sort of a break on this one or try to figure out other reasons why maybe you got sick or just be aware that because your emotions are so heightened, I've just got to be careful with the other people in my life to just sort of stay grounded and stay composed. I think there's great opportunity for you because this Eagles thing is going to really challenge your emotions.
What's the age cutoff potential for emotional growth?
You want it so
shut
much,
up.
Angelo. It's the most important sport thing
it
for
is.
You.
It's by far the most, yes.
And so, therefore, the risk for you is the disappointment of not getting what you want. And whenever we're mentally, you know, at risk at one part of our life, it can spill out to other parts of our life. But you can do it. Yes, we can.
Yes,
Why
we
not
can.
Us?
Doc,
yes,
as usual, brilliant insights into the human mind. And I got to just tell you, if you, Doc, do you have a website or some people could go to if they want to learn more about you?
Yes, www.psychologyofsport.com.
Perfect. Doc, as always, voice of reason. Thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.